Can you tell me a little bit about your grandmother?
She's on
the record, she's actually excerpted at the beginning telling a story.
Well, she's got a very colorful life. She grew up in Atlanta, and in her background, her parents' parents, you know, different figures in her life. There were a couple of different itinerant preachers, and her mom was real interesting and had... So there's a lot of stories of the Old South that she can tell, and she's willing to tell them, which is great. And so I go over there and record her a lot. And I don't know, Emily knows her. I mean, she's got a really interesting voice. She's lived a lot. She's seen a lot, and she's remained willing to evolve and to be open-minded, you know, because she grew up in the Deep South at a time that was really racist and sexist and, you know, homophobic, whether they knew it or not. And she is incredibly open-minded and has just grown and been willing to, like, listen to me and deal with my own, you know, radical sort of nature. And so I just have a lot of appreciation for her.
As you've grown, have you found, because it seems like the song's echoing a commonality.
Yeah.
Did you grow into that? Or have you always been very close? And
we've always been close, but I never was as close to her until about 5 years ago when I just, you know, I had come out sort of publicly and to everybody in my family a long time before that. And I guess it was 6 years ago, and I just said to her, I need to know that I have your blessing. And she was so cool about it. I just said, I don't think I can have an intimate relationship with you unless I know that it's okay with you. And I was talking about wanting to have, like, maybe if I was ever with somebody for life, have some kind of a commitment ceremony. And she said, well, I think if you're going to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you should have a ceremony. And I was like, okay, that was all I needed to hear, you know. So she's, you know, we've both grown a lot. She's taught me a lot about mortality and faith and stuff.